Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees.
KE4ZYQ monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
KE4ZYQ monitoring. KE4ZYQ clear frequency.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
FGS monitoring.
NAWRO Richmond. Good afternoon there, David.
Yes, good afternoon, Tim. A beautiful afternoon. Just now getting outside. It looks like I should have came out a couple hours ago.
Oh, yeah. So much looking forward to the weather changing. The other day, man, I think it got up to 67. It's still nice out there, but it's not quite there yet. But, you know, I'll take it. That's fine. I'm pretty much done with the snow. I know we'll probably see some still, but, hey, you know, it's March. We're getting there. Went out to breakfast with Wally and Tom, KJO, this morning here in Richmond. It was a nice time getting together. Having some breakfast. How's your day going other than that?
Well, my day started at 5:30 this morning. You know, with the time change and whatnot, my body thought it was 6:30 when I always get up. I had Saturday sent my wife to the airport. She flew off to meet her sister in Florida. And I got a call today to go ahead and put the house up for sale. We're moving. Down to Florida, just like that, and it cracked me up, but it was a good day at church, had a good turnout, and music was good, good preaching, Dave was there, Dave Sr., and it was good to see him again, and after his struggles, and we have to stand by that, man.
yeah, by all means, definitely. So is that for real, or are you kind of joking there, or is that something that's going to be on the future for you guys? I'll move down to Florida. Eh? Got a lot of family members down there, extended family down there in the Indian Atlantic, Melbourne area. In fact, I got some family members down there right now, just on a vacation. But yeah, let me know. I'm just curious.
Well, she was joking around, and I let her joke, and I went along with it. Now, we won't be moving to Florida. We do have relatives down there. We have South Carolina, Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina, all of that. But we also have relatives in Oklahoma, where my wife is from. So at some point, there may be a move to Oklahoma, although... I'm not sure when that's going to be, but we'll see. Nothing in the immediate future. Let me say it to you that way. I was born and raised around here, and for me, it's always be home.
NAWRO. Yeah, same for me. And then you know my family from back in the old days. We actually moved in 1967 into Utica, technically Shelby Township. We're right across the line by Grant Park there. We sold the homestead a while back, but 49 years in the one spot there. So I might be going heading out to the Dexter area just west of Ann Arbor. I forget if I told you that, but just like you, I don't know when. It's not anytime soon. It's just the grandkids are out that way, and that's probably where I'm going to end up. There was some debate about getting, something over in Florida area, Melbourne, Indian Atlantic, to do the snowbird thing. But yeah, I'm not going to do that now. I would just probably settle to wherever the grandkids are. So, over to you.
I got grandkids kind of scattered around too, out in Utah, but I don't want to live in Utah. I've been there. It's okay to visit, but I don't want to live there. In Oklahoma, we have family, and the weather in Oklahoma is pretty much like it is here, only 20 degrees warm all the time. It's a rain, it's still humid and whatnot, but, with the Gulf air coming up. But, like you said, I'm not sure when we got here in the area in 1962. So it's been 60 years of my life. So, yep. Anyway, I do have a question for you. I've heard people calling, when we're talking repeaters, the break for time. How much time do you have on a transmission before you need to do that? Over to you.
Well, I always forget the specifics, but I think I have mine set for 2 minutes. I always don't like to talk to 2 minutes. Inside your radio, you'll have the timeout timer for your radio, because the idea is you don't want to time out the repeater. And then there's an alarm a tone that you'll get that tells you, in 5 seconds it's going to time out. So then when you do that tone, you got it set up right. That's where they're going to say, hey, well, we're breaking for time because, I've been told. That's, when Dave does his announcements, when you do announcements, that's when you may get long-winded on purpose, and you have to, they also call it putting another nickel in the repeater, I guess. I do 2 minutes. I'm not specific. I don't really know what the repeaters around here are. The idea is you want to do it before the repeaters time out.
So, Roger that, Tim. Yeah, I guess, that explains why there's a timer on the radio. I had no idea why there was a timer, even on this Baofeng HT. So, anyway, thanks for the shout-out. I'm going to, I just pulled into an apartment building where my dad lives. He's 91. He has living in an assisted living senior apartment where, you know, you get as much assistance as you need or want if you don't want it. A lot of folks still have their tires and what have you. It's a really nice place. And I spent quite a bit of time here with Dad. And, well, you know what that was like back in the day. But anyway, I'm going to have to sign off, but thanks for hearing my call. And we will talk soon. This is KFPS, that's Finding Good Signal. And I'll be cleared on your final.
I copy your last, David. Hey, you have a good one. And safe travels. KFAFJS from NAWRO Richmond. I will be clear as well. Have a good one.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Out there, we're taking a pre-net check-in for the Michigan Air PSD net. Could you give me your call sign again, sir? Phonetically, KJBD.
Kilo
Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo Foxtrot. You are Roger Dizzy the net. Repeat, you are in the net. This is KJBD. November 8, November, Oscar Romeo, no traffic.
Okay, I got the N-8-N-O-R, November, Oscar Romeo. Let's see, it's 7 o'clock, so let's get the ball rolling here. This is KJBD on the net control station for Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232. Tonight we are on 7233 to get a little breathing space. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. This net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OxCom initiatives, including ARIES, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include session officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is K8JBD. My name is Jim, and I hold the position of emergency coordinator for Washtenaw County. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. These stations need not check in again. I have N8OBU, KW5 Alpha Sierra, KD8FWR, KE8UN, N8WRO, N8BZR, WDH8,
other stations for the net, please call them out. KZDD.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, ECRO for Saginaw County.
And Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, member in South Warren and Macomb County.
Okay, I currently have, in addition to the current pre-net list, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, any other stations, please call now.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Sierra Alpha, St. Louis Shores, Macomb County.
Okay, roger in, Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Sierra Alpha, any other stations, please call now. Nothing heard at this point. We'll come back later on and see if we can catch a few more people there. So let's move first to Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Back. What's up?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is KD8, D1, Michigan Flex Sierra PLC Net. First off, Jim, KDD, thank you for taking that call this afternoon. Okay, a couple of things. Obviously, first off, at the top of the list, I want to talk a little bit over the last couple of days, information around this. As you all know, we had three different tornadoes touched down in Southwest Michigan. One of them has been confirmed as the three. There were four fatalities associated with that. I think a dozen injuries as well. Our volunteers, some of our volunteers are actually in the area today doing damage assessment, so they're trying to help out, providing assistance, not so much in a communications manner, but in the manner of what the situation is requiring, and that's what's important to hand off to them as well. Interop, we had Interop this past week, and it was very enlightening and entertaining, and one of the questions that was in there, kind of asking us, was had to do with public information officers, PIO, and two of our PIO folks from the state, one is the section manager for that area, and the other one was a newly hired PIO. They both used to work in media, and was using for this. And one of them shared a report of an ESR, so I can show the recording of the report that they got. And it was basically off of 911 calls. Now, it turned out that the report that they went out, it was well done and everything like that, which appeared to be clear and accurate. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case, as it turned out later when the facts started to come in, the story was different. It took a lot for them to be able to get up there and share that. But it was a powerful demonstration of how you need to be careful what you listen to. So when shooting information happens, and the event sort of taking place, the incident sort of taking place, watching the sensors, news media, the trial command, he wasn't being sensitive, he was very sincere in terms of how he explained what was happening. They kind of us to do a good job. They don't have the best information. They will sometimes, but they need to go with something, and they sometimes will go with what's going to go in there in terms of accurate information. So do be careful with that. We had about 300 participants, I think it was, attending at Interop. A good strong number of Austintown folks. I got to say hi to a number of people and catch up with folks I hadn't seen in a while and see a few new faces. That was always great. Coming up this week, we've got Thursday, all on Wednesday, so my Wednesday's a really busy day. I got to get on to Diamondville for the MPS CIB. There are communications interoperability board. They're the hosts of Interop, all the way to Interop. Anyway, their quarterly meeting is on Wednesday afternoon. I will be bringing in the section report for hours for the month before I do show, and then get in the next couple of weeks too. And then last but not least, in the evening when I get home, will be the Sumo Region 5 So, with that, I hope everybody has a great week ahead. The weather's warming up, so enjoy a little bit of it, and stay dry if it rains. With that, I'll turn it back to Matt. This is QLF Lake, Alpha Oscar November.
KEABON, KJBD. Yeah, thanks for that information. It sounds like everybody had a good time at the interop meeting. And yeah, it was sorry to hear what happened in Southwest Michigan. That's never good, never good. Anyway, with that, what I guess I'll do is I'll move to me and get my stuff out of the way pretty quickly. There's not that much going on here. We were going to do our first siren test net on Saturday. We had a nice turnout. We had 22 people assigned the siren, but we didn't have a test. The county decided to cancel it because of the possibility of severe weather, and we didn't want to, and the county did not want to inadvertently overly excite somebody there when the siren's going off. So it was, you know, one of those things that you want to, you know, they're very careful about when they fire those sirens up, and it's only either for a test on a blue sky or things are bad. So with that, let's move next to NAWU. Your comments, sir. This is KAJBD.
Relay.
Go ahead.
This is WDA Delta X-ray Bravo. Please acknowledge into the net Kilo Delta 8, Romeo, Charlie, India, KD8RCI. That would be Scott from Kalamazoo. I heard him weekly, over.
WDAXP, thanks for the relay. I copy Kilo Delta 8, Romeo, Charlie, India. Is that correct?
Roger, roger.
Okay, thanks for relay there, sir. Let's move now to NAWU. This is KJBD.
I don't have anything. I'm sitting here right along with you guys. Thanks for being in control, NAWU.
Okay, thanks for setting it up for us. We certainly appreciate that. It really does extend our capabilities to a lot of places. Let's move next to Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra. Your comments, sir.
This is KW5AS. My name's Chip. I'm located in Menominee, Michigan. And all missions are very good this afternoon, even the weak ones that net control seems to miss. I'm able to hear up here, so definitely very good conditions. I was working on doing some antenna work this afternoon, and got to replace my 2-to-1 balun with a 4-to-1 balun on my full-wave loop. Very good treatment on SWR on all bands except 75 and 80. All the rest of them does make great improvements to the point that if I'm not running the amplifier, I don't even know if I'll actually tune up. I have an auto-tuner, but bands are almost flat, other than, like I said, 75, 80 meters. And yep, I still don't have a 60-meter antenna, so I am definitely not a 60-meter person, because a 4-1 loop for 80 meters, 60 meters is 180 degrees out of phase. So it is a complete null if I try transmitting on 60 meters. So, you know, it's one of those things I probably should do this spring as well. Is getting 60 meter antenna up just in case. Other than that, not much to report from here. Everyone have a good day. KW5AS.
Hi, KW5AS, KJBD. Yeah, thanks for the information there. Glad your antennas are working. You're just booming it down here. Nice, strong, right through signal. So let's move next to KD8FWR. Your comments, sir. KD8FWR, you're up for comments, sir.
Sorry, I missed on there. Good to see everybody on Interop. Had a good time, learned some stuff. Hopefully, made some new connections, and that's what it's all about. So, back in that, KBSW.
Okay, thanks very much. Once again, thanks to you guys for hooking us up to the UHF and UHF. Let's move next to N8WRO. Your comments, sir.
Well, thanks, Jim. This is N8WRO. My name is Tim. I'm an AEC in D2 Macomb County. And, yes, another one of our AECs, Wally, Whiskey 8, Victor Delta, did attend the conference, made a lot of contacts there, and he brought back a lot of good information. Other than that, we're looking forward to the spring set, which is fast approaching. We've got the date of Saturday, May 2nd. Among other topics, we're planning on some WinLink refresher training to target that set. Our current active roster is a 31 with one applicant on deck. We're happy this week to get all our iChat background clearances completed. As always, thanks to Mike and Jeff and all at Central Michigan for the VHF-UHF links. This is N8WRO. Back to you, K8JBB. Jim.
N8WRO, this is KAJBD. Yeah, sounds like you guys have got things are cranking up there. That's something I'm going to have to do here is start thinking ahead about that a little bit. Let's move next to November 8, Bravo Zulu Romeo. Your comments, sir.
Net control, Zulu Romeo, no comment.
Thanks for checking that out there. Let's move next to WDH-AXD. Your comments, sir.
Yep, good afternoon, Jim and everybody on the net. And hello, Max. This is WDH-AXD. Currently in District 5, currently Tornado Land, where three tornadoes, well, now they're thinking it was a fourth one. So now there were four different level tornadoes going through Cass County, St. Joseph County, Branch County, and now into Southern Calhoun County. So it was a busy and very scary Friday, and right now KD8, yeah, all of a sudden I'm mental here. Brett White, the District 5 emergency coordinator and the emergency coordinator for Calhoun County. He is now in Three Rivers, Michigan, I believe, doing damage assessment. There was a call out for damage assessment volunteers. I guess emphasizing quantity and quality of volunteers. So as I understand it, Calhoun County and Berrien County on the lakeshore sent some people to do damage assessment today down in Three Rivers. And they're calling that an EF2 tornado in Three Rivers. An EF3 tornado was in Union City. And now they're evaluating the other two damage areas to get a strength. And it was a supercell. It was a supercell that came up from northern Indiana and collided into Cass County first, and then moved northeast from there. We did have some Skywarn activations, and that's about it for amateur radio involvement. So I'm glad to know that Brett is out there, and he authorized me to make that announcement for the group here. Don't know if I can answer any other questions. Max, if you had any. I'm just a creature of the media right now to pass along any information, since nothing for ham radio. guys, but serious damage over here. Serious damage to many homes and in Three Rivers, many businesses damaged. So, let's see, Kalamazoo County should be having a Lacey's meeting on Wednesday night this coming week. So we're definitely going to have a post-mortem, sorry for the bad pun, but we'll have a post-mortem on what went right and what went wrong on Friday involving the first panic Taiwan involvement for 2026. So we got to do better than we did. We just have to. So Max, back to you from WD8AXB. Over. I'm sorry, Jim, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just wasn't sure what was happening there. Let's see. I just heard that section Mac saying that apparently he had no questions for you to place. So I will relay that information to you, and thanks for your comments there. Yeah, fortunately, you guys are way busy down there. That's sad to hear. Anyway, with that, I'll take a break here since anybody else wants to check in. So if anybody wishes to check in on Michigan Air PSCNet, please call now.
November 8th, Connect Yankee Connect, Jay in Detroit.
Whiskey 8, Fox United, Sean in Warren.
Okay, I have an N8QYQ and a W8 something. Could you repeat your last three, sir?
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Uniform, Sean in Warren.
Okay, WEFU, got your check in. Next station, please. Okay, nothing heard. Let's now move to Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Foxtrot. Your comments, sir.
This is Kilo Echo 8. Romeo Foxtrot. I hope my audio is improved. I really don't have any comments for today. I concur that Kelsey County has proposed to do with our emergency response. The Russian race will go Russian Foxtrot.
I think I heard you sign off there, WDAXB. Is that, can you relay? He has signed off.
Yeah, Romeo Foxtrot did sign off. Over.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your comments, sir. Appreciate that. Thanks, Mr. Charlie. Let's move next to N8NOR. Your comments, sir.
Hello, good evening. One on the net. This is November 8th, November after Romeo, named here again, in Portage, Michigan, part of 5th District. Yeah, it was really interesting with the weather that was going on south of us, and just kind of brought back the memories of almost 2 years ago with Portage. It just seemed like the track that the storm was taking was something kind of similar to the storm that hit us. But sad to hear the fatalities, but I'm glad there weren't any more that happened. So I will leave it at that and hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
Ah, N8NOR, KJBD. Yeah, thanks for your comments, sir. Appreciate that. And let's move next to KC8YDF. Your comments, sir.
This is KC8YDF, ECRO for Saginaw County. Not a lot going on for at least us. Our ARIES training that we had at the end of February was on Skywarn net control processes and procedures. We got a few new guys in the group. So to go over Skywarn net activations and what they expected of them, Coming up April 2nd is our in-person National Weather Service spotter training. That will be held at the Thomas Township Fire Department number 1 on Miller Road in Saginaw at 7 p.m. So those are the couple of things, or at least one thing that we've got coming up for next month then. That's all I've got for you. KC8YVF, back to Matt.
Hi, KC8YVF, this is KJBD. Thanks for your comments, sir. Let's move next to WA4MLD. Your comments, sir.
Hey, I'm KJBD Minette from WA4MLD. Name is Ray. I'm down here in South Warren. I'm not in Detroit, but I can see it from here. I'm going to make a quick shout-out to WA Fox United, my neighbor, and also the Menominee. Sounds excellent here today. Everybody sounds really good. And just a member here, but we try to check in at least once in a while. WA4MLD, and everybody be safe.
WA4MLD, thanks for your comments, sir. Certainly appreciate checking in. You were sounding good also. Let's move next to Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Sierra Alpha. Your comments, sir.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Sierra Alpha. This is Mike. That's the first time I ever went on a net. I'm obviously a new operator, and I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to be on here, but I figure I got to start somewhere, so I'm going to try to sign up to see if I have what I can learn today.
K8ZSA, KJBD, yes, thanks for your comments, sir. Glad you checked in. Keep us in mind every Sunday. Let's see, let's move next to K8RCI. Your comments, sir.
Error 202.
I think you've finished. I really couldn't hear what's going on. Hopefully some of the others could. Glad you checked into the net. WDADXD, can you confirm that KD8RCI has indeed concluded his comment?
This is WDADXD. Yeah, he concluded. Over.
Okay, thanks a lot. He was very light. I could hear somebody out there, but really couldn't make out what's going on. What's again? Thanks very much for checking in on that, sir. Appreciate that. Let's move next to November 8th, Quebec, Yankee, Quebec. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, good evening to everybody on the net. Appreciate you running it this evening. Jay in Detroit, most prominent ham radio project working on right now is with APRS, distributor ID. And the VHF Winlink site that I'm working on here for downtown Detroit. So sent an email out to a handful of people around the region here to try and get some advice and coordination before I do anything. So lots of learning first and lots of listening and excited about the project. Got the radios ordered. They should ship out tomorrow.
Two questions. Number one, how
how would people send you an email? Are you, for example, good in QRZ or ARL? And number two, on your Windlink VHF, what modes are you planning on working? For example, Vera FM, packet, et cetera. Curious about that. That's you, KJBD.
Definitely appreciate that. Email address is definitely up to date in QRZ, so great way to connect with me there. And Vera seems to be the way that I intend to go, but taking delivery and I'll start some experimentation here probably for the next couple weeks from home before doing anything out at the site downtown. So here again, wide open to recommendations and suggestions. So certainly would love to learn from the community in terms of what gaps we can fill. Guy Connect Control, 1-8-2-Y-2.
NACYQ, KJBD. Well, yeah, I'm particularly interested in the Vera FM stuff. We have a local station here, so I will keep an eye out and see when you pop up on the Windlink thing. Best of luck, appreciate that. Thank you very much for your comments, sir. So let's move next to WAFU. Your comments, sir.
Yes, good evening. Having a little trouble with my tuner here this afternoon, so if I have to drop quickly, you'll know what it is. But conditions seem pretty good otherwise. Thought I'd comment on that first off. Interop was very good, as usual. Was good seeing everybody there. And the networking is always probably the best part. But there were some good sessions that I really got a lot out of. So. Quite interested in that shares program. Going to be looking into that. Thoughts are for you guys down there in Southwest. Good grief. I saw that and I thought those got to be just little tornadoes. Cold weather and all that. Man, those were some big boys. Serious stuff. And very sorry for the loss down there. Other than that, I'll be seeing Max next week at the Interop conference. Look forward to that, where we might do a little bit of catching up and see if it all went from everyone's perspective. With that, we'll turn it back to Matt. Thank you. This is W8FU.
W8FU, this is KJBD. Yeah, you're coming in nice loud and clear here on the team. That 60 was a little rough, but 40 seems to be doing much better. That's by the kind of pops up here. Okay, we get the bottom of the roster. This is JBD Net Control. Is there anyone else interested in checking into the Michigan ARPSC Net? Please call them out.
Net Control, please recognize Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, KE4ZYQ.
Okay, I got a Kilo Echo 8 Tango and lost the last bit of that. Could you repeat your call sign again for me, sir, phonetically?
Kilo Echo 8 Tango, Lima call.
Okay, I got a KE8 Tango Lima Golf and a KE4ZYQ. Is there any other stations we should check in? Please call now. This is KJBD. Okay, nothing heard.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Quebec Juliet India.
You had a double, Jim.
Oops, okay. Did you catch somebody was trying to check in?
WDHB. Yeah, there was a Quebec Juliet something who doubled with you. I think he was coming through the patch system. Over.
Coming to Charlie. Thanks for the assist. Let's go and see if we can catch that last station. Could you please call again, sir? KJBD, the control. Okay, nothing heard. Let's go back and get the comments from Kilo Echo 8 Tango Lima Golf. Your comments, sir.
JBD, this is ABACLT, coming out of Ohio here, 20 miles north of Akron and 20 miles south of Cleveland. Hey, we're having this beautiful weather over here, so I've been working on a few projects around the house, making sure the bird feeders are up to snuff for the birds, and my end set and tent. And everything's looking good, I hope I'm sounding good. And yeah, just enjoying the weather, getting ready to launch into a new week here. So, okay, with that said, I heard you guys out there, and I figured I'd better jump in and get on your log. I think it's the first time I'm joining this set, so thanks for picking me up. So we'll go ahead and send it back to that control. This is KVHTLG.
Hi, KVHTLG, KJBD. Yeah, thanks for joining us. We're here. Somewhere usually between 3932 kilohertz or 7232 kilohertz, 5 on Sundays, every Sunday. So thanks for joining us. Come back again. Let's see, let's move next to Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Your call, your comments, sir.
Yes, Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan, Macomb County. I just want to say add a little of the bean to the pot to keep the allocations and privileges going, to keep the airwaves open and our privileges in use. And just want to thank the local people that keep these linked repeaters working give us all the opportunity to be on the radio, legal and all other. Back to that, KE4ZYQ.
Hi, KE4ZYQ, this is KGBD. Yes, this does extend the capabilities of the net to quite a number of people, which is a good thing for the Michigan Arts League. So once again, my thanks to the Central Michigan Network again. Let's see, that was the bottom of the order. Let's see if there's anybody else who wants to check in the Michigan ARPSC section. Please call them out.
This is Kilo Fox 8, Echo Delta 2, Quebec, checking in, just in and out, please.
Okay, Kilo Fox 8, Echo Delta, Quebec, I roger you in the net. Hopefully I got your call sign right, KJBD. Any other station, we should check in the Michigan Air PSC net. Please call now, KJBD.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, India, in Leith County in the Upper Peninsula, the in and out.
Okay, I have a Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, something India. Could you repeat the call sign again twice for me, sir?
Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, Juliet, India.
Okay, roger in the deck. Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, Juliet, India. Any other stations, please call them out. Are there any relays? Okay, I think I heard a Kilo Charlie 3, Bravo, Whiskey Alpha. Is that correct, sir?
Roger, roger.
Do you have any comments for the net, sir? Okay, Kilo Charlie 3, Bravo, Whiskey Alpha. Thanks for checking in, sir. Appreciate that. Any other stations wishing to check in or any relays, please call them out. Okay, well, nothing heard there. This will then conclude the Michigan Section ARPSC Net. Thanks to everyone who checked in. They had a good crowd today. I got 21 check-ins. And we'll send the net down at 1738 hours and returning the frequency to normal amateur radio use, 73 ohms. Thanks for checking in. This is K8JBD.
Thank you for being Net Control. Everybody have a wonderful week. And it'll be clear in the remote. 73 off.
LAX Mobile.
KF8FTS, testing, testing Echo Link.
Oh, she's a neighbor.
KF8FTS, this is K8LAX. Good test, but you might want to change your settings on Echo Link to push to talk instead of press on for transmit, press off for release. KFAFGS, did you copy my last? Nothing for KE8LAX monitoring.
KWRO from W8FU.
KWRO, go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Tim, are you listening on HF or were you listening on the repeater?
Oh, no, I usually use the MECA here when it's connected. Most times Jeff gets both of them connected. Sometimes it's just the UMP. So usually I check in on the UMP because he gets the UHF connected first, and then by the time 5 o'clock rolls around, he's got 7.2 connected. So, but you sounded good.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I wanted to know how you were hearing me, because that would then be an indication of how the propagation was between me and Mike OBU out there near Lansing. So it was in there good.
Yes, you were in very good, very readable. Who was not was Max. When he made his announcements right at the beginning, man, I tell you, I'm just straining. Wally would have hated it. I was just straining to try to hear and take notes and write stuff down. But then when Jim got back, his signal's really good. It's just weird how that happens. And, of course, there's a whole bunch going on there with the connection. But no, your signal was great, Sean.
Yeah, I noticed that as well. Max was a little light to me as well, so propagation wasn't favoring that area. But 50, that control was moving in. OBU seemed to be moving in. You guys were moving in from the repeaters. So I assumed I'd have a good connection going in. But okay, great. Figured I'd warm up the HF gear and do it up. And, you know, that's how that works, right? And that's where you have to learn, you know, net control, relays, things like that. That's a very important learning tool. So, as long as somebody can pick them out and get a relay. But we may have to use that at some point. So it's good to exercise it.
NAWRO. Yeah, I haven't posted it on the Discord site recently, but maybe I'll do it now. Skywarn's coming up and stuff, but we did have a Brian NADZR check in, and we had Ray Muddy Little Ducks, I forget his call sign, he checked in right by you. You probably heard him, he's your neighbor there. So, and of course Joe, we had some checking in, so I appreciate that. That's good, make Macomb County have a presence at least on the DHF net.
Roger. Nope, okay. All right, I just wanted to see how I was sounding back to the repeater, so that's good. I will let you get back to whatever it was you were doing. I decided to make a pot roast today, and I put it on too late. I'm looking at the clock now, and I'm thinking, man, I don't know if I want to be eating at 8 o'clock at night. I'm going to go check in on it and see if I can pull it early. Probably not. So that's what I'm doing. W8FU.
All righty, Sean. I got to go find dinner myself. I had that nice breakfast skillet over at Village, so that lasted. weekend, but nope. Get hungry, so I got to go find something. All right, appreciate it. Any WRO, I will be clear as well. You have a good one.
NARO, KE8LAX, briefly, just out of curiosity, have you tried Winlink from the QTH on the base station by chance?
So, Nadine, right after you guys did the work on the tall tree someplace that may or may not be on McClemens last year, I did. And it was just sketchy results. But I really got to get the ICOM out of the car and put the ICOM back in here because that seems to do Winlink a lot better. And I really want to get that done prior to the set in May. But we'll see. So I still say there's something up, but then I can't definitively say so. I should be able to hit it, or it should be able to hit me, whichever way you want to say, both ways. But and then the other thing I was just going to do is do what we did over at Riley's at the airport. It's just get a little closer. Go over to, like, you know, MedStar or that area. And then, you know, just keep on doing a range testing and see, you know. But we should be able to hit it from here, at least with the base station, yeah. Go ahead.
Copy that. I just got the cable, the new cables for the the Winlink digital card. I can't think of it now. It's not a DigiPeter. But anyway, I just got the cable, so I was just curious. I was going to mess with it. But and I was just about to ask if Dave was calling AWCB, but that answers my question. So I appreciate it. I'm probably going to mess around with it a little bit today, so I'll advise of any good results, if any. KE8LAX, I'll be clear on your final if you have one.
Yeah, it looks like you're getting to that before I will, Dean. So let me know if you do have success or, you know, what to what degree you would have. So, and I also want to check out that APERS as well. Maybe I'll talk to Randy a little bit more about that, and I want to learn more about that, like we were talking earlier. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, I will be clear as well. Have a good one, Dean.
KE4ZYQ, at frequency.
KE4ZYQ, KE8LAX, how are you doing today?
Yeah, this is KE4ZYQ, Joe here in Clinton Township. I've gotten baffled here. I was just on a net a few minutes ago, and after the net, my radio was put in scan mode, and somebody hollered for me, and I have no idea which frequency they were on, because they didn't repeat their calls. They would have said it a second time. I would have got back to whoever shouted out to me. Roger.
Copy that, Joe. I was not on a frequency at the time, so I do not have a relay for you. I am not 100% positive. If anyone else was on frequency and heard that, do you possibly have a relay?
NAWRO Richmond. Joe, I heard you on the state net, but after that I stepped away for a little bit, so unfortunately I don't think I'll be able to help. Back over to Joe, NAWRO. I'm going to be clear, though, guys.
Yep, well, thank you for the info or intel. I'm just curious because whoever shouts for anybody on a whatever repeater or whatever system, they need to repeat at least once. People like me may have it on scan, and I looked away. By the time I got back to the radio, it was doing its number. And I don't have it scanning so quick. I may have to see if I can delay the scan a little longer or something. So that's the first time that's ever happened. Usually I'm visually seeing the screen and see what frequency it's on when somebody hollers out. But thank you, guys, and have a good rest of the day and a good week to come. KE4ZYQ.
Sounds good. 7-3 Tim and 7-3 Joe. Good talking to you. Sorry I wasn't of more help. And we'll catch on the air soon. KE4ZYQ, this is KE8LAX. I'll be clear.
KFA FTS, testing Echo Link.
Connected to CMN network.
KFA FTS, testing Echo Link.
You're connected to CMN network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees. Currently connected to CMN network. Connected to CMN network.
NAWRO, go ahead, Brian. NABZR, NAWRO.
NAWRO. This is NACAF. He's over on 70 centimeter right now.
Yeah, I copy. Thanks, Cliff. NAWRO, clear.
Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. You're connected to CMN network. Connected to CMN network. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. You're connected to CMN network. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.